T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got great news for you if you are a diehard New York Giants football fan. The Savior's back.
You're doing this.
And the New York Giants are going to have no problem putting a 30 spot up on the board against the Atlanta Falcons. Everyone else has so far this year.
True.
That means Philadelphia and Tampa. And their defense is weak. But the Savior is back. It was announced earlier today that Evan Engram running routes, feeling good.
You know, the Giants' offense wasn't necessarily their problem against Washington. They almost put up 30. So let's not set this up as they're about to take on a decrepit Falcon team as if
Evan Engram has changed everything.
That's the quarterback security blanket. Look, Evan Engram being back makes the Giant offense better. I mean, that's not... I would be
foolish. Not the way you Giant fans talk.
No. He's been frustrating over the years. He's had big drops and big spots over the years, specifically last year against Philly. He's also had a very difficult time staying on the field, which we've seen the first 2 weeks of the year. But we would all admit, while he's not a savior, and that's obviously you being nuts, does he make the Giant offense more dynamic? Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're gonna be thrilled when he's back. They're going to beat Atlanta, so no worries with that. They'll be 1-2. They'll only be a game out of first
place.
What
are you doing?
You're going to be all good.
What are we doing?
I'm pumping the Giant fan up because while the Yankees are in this weird quagmire of who knows, the Mets are being the Mets and screwing the Yankee fan. The New York Giants are 0-2 and staring a real problem right in the face if they don't beat Atlanta. But the good news is that you're getting your savior back. And they're going to win big because
you
of that.
You think you're pumping up Giant fans?
Pump it up.
I think you're pissing them off.
No, Giant fans are with me on this. Let's go, Giant fans.
Because in one breath you're saying Evan Engram's a savior, which
Evan
no one agrees with you on.
Engram.
And the second thing is, even though the Giants should and better win this game on Sunday, let's make that clear.
Yeah.
More so than even the game against Washington, this is a must-win game. You cannot lose this game at home. You mentioned how bad the Falcons have been defensively this season. Can't lose this game. Don't act as if, no big deal, Giants won, 1-2, let's move on. You got to play the freaking game, bro.
Well, I know you still have to play the game, but I'm just telling you, if you're a Giant fan, things get turned around this week for you. Just so you don't think I'm a Giant hater, I think the Giants have a fantastic week.
They better.
You better, because the 0-2 Falcons are going to beat somebody.
Well, not only that, but then you got New Orleans and Dallas on the road. This is why I think we looked at the last 2 weeks and talked about its importance. You know, 1-2 is fine now because they started 0-2, but looking how difficult this schedule gets with the Rams and the Chiefs and the Raiders following what I just said, you better win the games you're supposed to win.
Yeah, this is going to be a good week for New York football.
Jets too?
What happened?
Jets too?
I haven't made a prediction on the Jets yet, but I think the Jets will have a good Sunday also.
Craig,
I think both teams might wake up 1-2 on Monday.
Craig, you proclaimed in a very loud voice that the New York Jets were going to win 10 games. Are you standing by that?
Yeah, but I had a wiggle room of 1 on that.
Okay, so 9 wins.
To be fair.
Nine wins.
Did we not say that?
Wiggle room of 1. Wins. Yeah. If the New York Jets are ever going to get to that delusional number, they're going to have to win at some point eventually.
Yeah, obviously 9 times. I agree 100%.
So
it starts in Denver.
Okay,
I ain't afraid of no Denver Broncos. Just because they bitch-slapped the Giants in MetLife Stadium doesn't mean the Jets can't handle Teddy Bridgewater. We got a different defense. The Giants' defense didn't play well.
The
Jets'
defense has been one of the positives over the first 2 weeks, but what's the quarterback going to look like?
Quarterback's going to be phenomenal.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
I hope so.
He'll be the best quarterback on the field on Sunday.
First of all, Teddy Bridgewater's had a tremendous season. He's got great weapons on.
It's 2 games.
Okay.
Just chill out.
All right, so through 2 games, Teddy Bridgewater's been great. I get it. They played the Giants and the Jaguars. I understand that. But Teddy Bridgewater's been great. Is that not a true statement?
Teddy Bridgewater been great?
It's been very well.
It's been good. It's been good. Here's Jimmy and Dix Hills on the Fan. Yo, Jimmy, what's going on?
Evan and Craig, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Evan's talking about the tip and heading to Dix, and Craig's talking about what exit he's going out. All right.
There you go.
What's up?
Right.
All right, listen, I have to agree with you, Evan, though. I am excited about if they were to get the GM from Oakland, and here's why. He has no payroll year after year, yet in the last 10 years, he's finished in first place 3 times and second place 3 times. So he's competitive, and he has no money. So if you give this guy money, he probably will do a better job. And we all know that if you have enough money, you can hide the blemishes. And
that's that is very, very true. I don't understand. And look, I've been critical of Billy Beane over the years. A lot of us have, with the same rhetoric that Craig has used, which is, what have they done in the postseason? And of course, that's fair. But what you're bringing up is also a part of this. Billy Beane has run an organization that has had to have been run on the cheap to the point where one of their better players couldn't have been offered the qualifying offer because they're that cheap. Give me Billy Beane. I'll take my chances with a guy who's had that much regular season success with a limited payroll.
And also, I'd love to see Billy Beane get this opportunity. Like, think about him, how frustrating it must be when he's got these guys that he likes. And he can't pay for them.
I'll say this, though, about Billy Beane, and some guys love this, some guys hate this. He will come here with an enormous amount of pressure. There is no pressure in Oakland. There was a movie after him. Everybody loves Billy Beane. He's great. Yet, he hasn't won anything. Well, when you come to New York City and you run the New York Mets, you better win something. So, I don't know. Is Billy up for that challenge? But that's what's going to be laying in front of him.
I think so. But guess what? He's not an agent. He's not a firefighter. He's not a nurse. He knows what he's doing. He's a GM. The Mets get
Here's the reality. You have to come to terms with, Jimmy. Thanks for the call. 877-337-6666. Also, welcome SNY. What's good? Courtesy of Grubhub. Great to have you here today. Is the Mets have issues other than who's going to be their head of baseball ops, who's going to be the manager, blah, 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 blah. The Mets still have a DNA problem.
Oh, come on.
They do.
How do you change a DNA?
That's a very good question.
I don't know.
I think you have to kill a chicken. I think you have to kill any chicken. I think you have to actually kill a chicken that was bred for black magic.
So if Billy Beane takes the job and then proceeds to kill a chicken.
Yeah.
That was, what'd you say, bred for black magic?
There are certain chickens you kill because the black magic spirits, you drop their blood all around the building.
So then we're good to go.
I think so.
Okay. Can you bring the chicken in? Let's go.
Plenty of chickens in Brooklyn. Yeah. I know exactly where to go and buy them, too.
I'm sure you do.
Yep. So that's how I view it. Like, so there's something fundamentally inherently wrong.
I agree.
With the franchise.
I agree.
I don't know what it is.
How do you fix it besides cutting off a chicken's whatever? How do you fix it?
You don't.
So you do. You hire the right people. That's what you do.
Why they said Pete Alonso is still running? I just checked in on the
first
on the Doppler.
That's the DNA?
That's their DNA.
No,
stupidity.
They've hired and made bad decisions
and
over
the
last few years.
Yo, and I'm not going to pretend like I'm an Oakland expert because I'm not. I'm never going to claim to be. There's a lot of people out there that think merely having more funds available to spend automatically equates to more wins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the New York Yankees have spent several billion dollars on their roster since they last got to a World Series, let alone win one, right?
Right, right.
It is not always A to A, B to B, C
to C. No one's suggesting that. We're looking at
Billy Beane had money, he'd win. How do you know that?
We're looking at what Billy accomplished with the Oakland A's in that dump of a stadium.
You can't say winning 100 games is nothing.
Aaron Boone won 100 games twice. You want to fire him tomorrow.
We have different expectations.
Oh, that's not fair.
That's where the assets come into play.
Okay.
The Yankees have had a $200 million payroll. Okay. We're talking about what he did in Oakland.
Nothing.
Is Billy being a competent general manager or a competent team president?
Won. If the goals win, the answer is no.
You're the one who's made excuses for why
the
Yankees...
Florida Marlins won twice. What'd the A's win? Zero.
You've been the one making the excuses why the Yankees haven't been to a World Series in 12 years.
I never made an excuse for the Yankees not making it.
It's tough. It's hard work. It's not the Mets' fault.
Well, it might be this year.
Okay. In the last 12 years, the New York Yankees haven't gotten a World Series, or 11 years,
right,
if we're being technical.
Because the players haven't performed well enough.
Oh, but they've had this high payroll.
And but see,
they've won nothing in a decade. Now you're changing your argument based on what you want to talk about.
I'm not changing any argument.
You want to bash Billy Beane? Guys won no one World Series. You want to defend Brian Cashman and hold his water? It's tough to win a World Series. They've been in the playoffs every year.
They also
have the ability to sign Gerrit Cole. They also have the ability to re-sign their own guys.
Yes.
Billy Beane hasn't. It's been ownership's fault. It's been baseball structure's fault. And so Billy with money, yeah, I think you could look at what he's done in Oakland and say, wow, he'd be even more dangerous.
I am fascinated, though, how people are in love with a guy that's won nothing. That just fascinates
me.
Because
he's won in terms of regular season games with limited assets. That's why.
Maybe his concept of how to put together a winning team isn't accurate.
What do you mean?
Maybe analytics isn't the way to go.
Are you talking to Brian Cashman again about the analytics of the last 10 years?
I've talked about Brian Cashman analytics. I hate analytics.
So the New York Yankees have done something wrong for the last decade.
Well, they haven't won a World Series.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
As long as we're agreeing on that, finally.
Yeah. But I'd like to be in the playoffs every year. Because at least I'm in it.
The Oakland A's have been in the playoffs
like the
last 3 years.
Right? You got to be in it to win it.
The Oakland A's have been in the playoffs the last 3 years, and they've done it while losing players that are good. Something that would not happen in New York. Like, if you're in New York, do the Oakland A's re-sign Jason Giambi?
Say that again?
If the Oakland A's had the payroll of the Mets or Yankees, do they re-sign Jason Giambi after the 2001 season?
Of course.
Oh. Do they re-sign Miguel Tejada?
Well, I would think they probably should.
Do they keep Mark Mulder? Do they keep Tim Hudson?
They did not like Mulder.
Do they
Hudson,
keep,
maybe.
Do they keep Marcus Semien when they don't? Do they keep Josh Donaldson?
Now,
do you want me to continue on and on?
I'll give you a guy.
I'll bore you to death with more examples.
You've already started to do that, so I prefer you stop.
Exactly.
Are you going to a wrestling event tonight?
Yes.
Peanut butter, peanut butter. Here's Jim in Wayne, New Jersey.
Jimbo,
what's going on? How are you?
Hey, how you doing? I just would like to say I don't think Billy Beane would be a good hire.
My man.
If he was a Mets guy, he'd be able to sign these guys, and his strength is to trade these young stars for more prospects.
I think what Evan's saying is that he wouldn't have to trade them if he could acquire more people.
Yeah.
He would just be in the acquisition mode.
And I get what you're saying, but a lot of the examples over the years hasn't been trading them away, but losing them for nothing. So that would end. Like, look, I don't know what Billy Beane would do here, but one thing he can do here that he never did in Oakland is keep his own players. He wouldn't have to look at Pete Alonso and say, well, I'm going to get rid of him in 3 years because I can't afford him.
Right.
That changes. And I want to make something clear. Is Billy Beane the greatest general manager or team president of all time? No. You do have to win a World Series. I completely agree with
you. At some point.
You do. But when you're looking at who the Mets could hire and what that guy can do here, Billy Bean's going to be towards the top of my list.
It's going to bore me.
I'm sorry.
The whole thing bores me. It bores me out even talking about it. That's my problem.
Who
no
excites
one else
you?
Is. I don't know. Okay, I'm not going to claim
Theo?
I have a name. I don't have a name.
Theo.
Theo does excite me because I think he's a lunatic. But it might be fun for us. Sure. Okay, fine. Theo. Right? But there's got to be people that know a lot more about executives I've never heard
David
of.
David Stearns. I gave you an example.
Okay, I don't know.
Does that excite you?
No.
So then how could you bitch about not being excited about a candidate when, A, you've never heard of half of them, and, B, none of them could excite you?
I don't know. I can tell you that Billy Beane and Bob Melvin don't excite me.
Okay.
I can't give you a name that would excite me other than Wally Backman.
Oh, my God.
Wally Backman excites me.
All right. What if the Mets decided we're going to give Keith Hernandez.
And that's as honest as I can be.
That's great.
The Rays take a 4-0 lead against the Blue Jays.
How about that?
Yankees are about to be a wild card team.
Look at you.
Come get some.
Meadows with a 3-run home run.
Wow. I'm more proud of you giving a Rays Blue Jays
update. Well, I see him cheering in there, so I figured he was watching the game. I figured I'd check it out.
Yeah. Austin Meadows, 3-run home run.
Notice how Billy Beane team's not playing for a postseason berth.
They are, dude. They're right there.
When did they get involved in the Rays?
They're right behind the Yankees.
They're behind the Yankees.
Let's be honest. Just hire someone who works for the Rays. That's all you do. Just hire the next. Call up the Rays. Ask them who's the reason for this year's team. Hire that guy.
Chaim Bloom. I get it.
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
No, but hold on, C-Mac. Great point. But we have to ask a very important question.
Yeah.
Does it excite you, Craig?
Chaim Bloom does not excite me.
Well, no, he already had
a
job.
And let's see.
There's a guy.
He's done a good job with the Sox.
Wally Backman excites me.
Would Keith Hernandez excite you?
No.
Would Darryl Strawberry excite you?
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
No offense to any of those guys.
Yes.
That's what excites Craig.
Yes.
A good baseball executive? Never heard of him. Or, I've heard of him. It bores me. Billy Beane and Theo Epstein bore you. They bore you.
Well, Billy Bean more than Theo, yes.
Why? It was a movie after him.
And by the way, Brad Pitt played him.
So?
Pretty good.
So what's the issue?
And a pretty good movie, by the way.
So what's the issue?
Do you know who played Art Howe? I think he's dead.
Yeah,
he is. Yes.
Did he die?
Yes. Philip Seymour Hoffman died.
That Philip Seymour Hoffman, a.k.a. Little Boomer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like the movie?
I could lie to you and say no, but I did like the movie.
Wait a second. So you're not excited by the president candidate who had a freaking movie after him that was played by Brad Pitt? That doesn't excite Craig Carton.
No, I like that. The movie was good.
So then jump aboard. Get the megaphone out.
No, I don't want him.
Bean. What rhymes with Bean? Dean.
Bean.
Boring.
Boring rhymes
Bean
with
run
Bean.
Our team. That's
that's a book. Boring. Give me some like young 20-year-old stud who's got a temper problem. That excites me. Problem. Yeah. That excites me. Yeah, that's what I want. I want a young 28-year-old who's got a bad temper.
Now, here's what you want.
That would make me angry.
I want you to be honest with the audience. What Craig wants is more embarrassment for the New York Mets.
No, because I might be a Met fan next year.
Sure.
You don't know what I'm going to want.
You want...
I'll tell you this. If the Yankees fire Aaron Boone, I'm out.
Really?
Yeah, well, it depends who they hire, I suppose.
Well, who could they possibly hire that's going to get you? Wally Backman.
Wally Backman. Now, Wally doesn't make sense for the Yankees, only for the Mets. I'll just make that blanket statement. If Boone goes, I go.
Why is that, by the way?
Because I think Aaron Boone's a good manager.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think.
All right.
There you go.
Not even going to push you on. I'm just going to let
it. I tell
you
what, if the Yankees brought in Bob Melvin or Art Howe, I would have a conniption. Yeah.
Well, forget Art Howe, but Bob Melvin's done a really good job.
Oh, no, you know the guy that would really piss me off?
Yeah.
No joke. Either team.
Yes.
There's a guy, and he's purposely hanging around hoping that he gets one of the two jobs.
Oh, wait a second.
And you know exactly who it is.
Is it somebody well-known?
Yeah.
Is it somebody that once managed one of the New York
teams?
Yeah. Is it somebody that has this knack of going to a team, leaving, and then they win?
Well, certainly once for sure. Twice for sure. Maybe three times. Yeah. Yeah. I want no part of him. And I'm not saying he's not a good guy and not good on TV and great insight. But if the Mets or the Yankees try to sell me as a potential fan or customer on Buck Showalter, I'm done with both of you.
Why are you anti-Buck?
Because it's the same old, same old. It's enough. It hasn't worked. It's not going to work.
Yeah, but you know what's weird about that? Is it the same old, same old?
I think so.
Like,
it's a retread in the industry.
Okay, but your point about Aaron Boone, which I think Yankee fans better recognize, if you fire Aaron Boone because you don't like him, because you blame him, you're going to hire someone that's going to do all of the same things you don't like. Would you agree with that statement?
I don't know what you mean by it, but
everything Yankee fans don't like about Aaron Boone, they will have with their replacement.
Okay.
You're not getting someone who's just going to rip out analytics and not look at it. You're not going to get somebody who's going to rip his players. That's not managing in 2022.
Right. I agree with that.
So, okay. So we agree with
yes,
that.
Yes, I do agree
Would
with
you
that.
Not agree, and I'm not promoting Buck Showalter, I'm not endorsing Buck Showalter, but you would not agree that Buck is more old school?
Yeah, for sure he is, because he's old.
Then what's your issue?
I'm having more guys in their 60s have to get managerial jobs.
How the White Sox doing?
White Sox are doing pretty good.
And who's their manager?
Old man La Russa, yeah. That's fine.
You know who's going to be another name that everyone's going to talk about?
There's always an outlier, Evan. There's always an outlier. But I'm sick and tired of hiring 60-year-old men to be managers. Number one, they look stupid in the uniform. Number two, they're old. Like, there's got to be... Take Cody Decker. I'm just as an example. There's got to be a guy in his 30s who has the respect of players because he played, albeit he didn't make it as far as he wanted to, who knows the sport inside and out, that if given the opportunity, might be a great potential manager.
Yeah, but don't you think that the same things that annoy Yankee fans, Cody Decker would be forced to
do
as manager of the
Cody's
Yankees?
Cody's not the guy. I'm just saying a guy
no,
that
but
I happen
I'm not
to know.
Picking on Cody. I'm just saying, like, that's the manager in 2022 is not the manager that people want it to be.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's almost like a babysitter in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, fans want, and I get it. I feel the same way. I'm not even arguing with people. It's more like, let's just face the reality.
Are the White Sox as good as they are because La Russa's
no.
manager? Because
no.
they have the
no.
best talent.
No, they have the best talent.
All right. So
certainly in that division.
Okay.
I'm using that argument just to piss you off, but if you want to go deeper on it, no. In fact, I could try to make an argument they'd be better with a different
guy. I think you'd make a good one, to be honest.
Thank you, C-Mac.
I don't want to, I'm just wondering.
We're not going to bore you with White Sox talk.
Thank God. You've already talked about Billy Bean enough to make me put a bullet in my mouth.
Your fault.
That's not my fault
at all.
Of
course it is.
All I said was I don't want Billy Bean here because it's enough.
And I'm citing reasons why.
It's like when you bring the same play-by-play. Well, I shouldn't use that because they've been here forever. I take that one back. What's wrong with you people?
You almost got a full show in without taking any shots. You almost pulled it off.
What is wrong with these people? You're what?
Yeah.
All good,
by
baby.
The way, yeah. Very important question.
Yes.
So last night, if you were watching the Met game, I noticed that the radio team was at Fenway Park. Eddie Coleman was there, okay? Will the Yankee radio team be at Fenway Park on Friday night?
Well, you know, Susan wants to go home, so that's, I mean, she'll be there.
Do we have an answer to this? Do we know if John and Susan will be in the building at Fenway?
Did they, for some reason, I just don't remember. Mm-hmm. Did they do any of the City Field games from City Field?
John and Susan?
Yeah.
Yes.
They did.
Now, SNY was not at Fenway, but the radio team was.
Because I heard Gary the other day, yesterday, when Nimmo fell down, running between second and third on the Lindor double off the wall. And you're like, how is Nimmo not scoring? He is pretty fast, and that ball was clearly going to be a hit. Well, he fell down on his face. And Gary Cohen goes, we wouldn't have known that until we got the sixth replay.
Exactly.
Which finally showed us that Nimmo fell down.
Right.
Right. By the way, typical Mets.
Right.
Because did Nimmo score in that inning? Probably not.
Dude, the New York Mets, I don't know if this will bore you or not. It's kind of in my head. There's a stat from Tim Healy about the Mets' inability to score from second in the last 5 years. It's historic. They are historically bad at scoring from second base. And it sounds minor, but it's a big freaking deal because think about all those runs that should have been scored that haven't.
That's a game changer.
So do we have an answer? Is John and Susan at Fenway on Friday? Can we get an answer?
Ask Spike.
We will ask.
Or call up Susan, Luke.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, call up Susan.
The new engineer will take
it. If he called up Susan, she would say, what's wrong with you people? Here's Anthony on the line. Anthony, what's going on, buddy?
Hello.
Oh, it's little Anthony. What's going on, little Anthony?
There you go. Yeah. Hello.
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 Hello. Hi.
Hi. What's up?
So,
yeah.
It has come to my attention that you now have a Boston Red Sox hat.
Well, I don't have it yet, but I'm thinking about getting one because it's awesome.
You're telling me. Because I was just watching, and I heard you're getting the hat.
Yeah.
We're from New York. We're New York fans. What are you doing?
We are New Yorkers.
I mean, it's a great point by Anthony.
You taught me my whole life, the Yankees, the Knicks, the Jets. And now you're going to leave your fandom behind and join the Red Sox?
Whose son are you? I'm not joining the Red Sox, Anthony. I just happen to like the hat a lot.
Not a good
enough
excuse.
And as you know, nobody has more style than your dad. And the hat would look great on me, would it not?
It would. But does this mean you're switching your fandom?
Never. I would never switch my fandom. It's not my style.
Then you're not allowed to get it. Forbidden.
Yes.
Forbidden.
That's
forbidden.
My guy right there. Freaking bidden.
Forbidden.
Won't allow
That's
it.
Right. What if I get one your size?
Then it's okay.
Oh, you sell out so easily.
All right, buddy.
But it has to be a Mets hat.
It has to be a Mets hat.
Good, all right. Good flip.
If I got you a Mets hat, would you wear it?
Yes, I would wear it.
All right. Did you go to school today or did you play hooky?
I did go to school.
Did you learn anything?
No.
All right. Well, glad that's going.
You learned how to be honest.
Yeah. The kid never lies. I'll tell you that much. All right. I love you. I'll see you when I get home. Okay.
All right. Love you.
Love you too. All right. There you go. Forbidden.
Even
from coming home.
Foreboding. I like that.
Even your youngest son calling you out. I respect it. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like there are days I think I'm the greatest dad on earth. I guess. I don't know if this is one of them. My 10-year-old forbade his father from doing something.
But he's right.
Like he's got a say in the matter.
But he's right. Like everybody listening is saying Anthony is spot on. He's not forbidding you from doing something that we disagree with or we agree with. He's saying what is obvious. Don't call yourself a New Yorker and then put a Red Sox hat on. I don't care what it looks like or how often they wear it. It's a Red Sox hat.
I just happen to like the hat.
What's next? A Blue Jay hat you like too? You want to
put
that on?
I don't like the Blue Jay hat. I like the powder blue yellow Boston hat, and it barely even has a B on it. It's more like a 13.
The Red Sox wear it. That's where it ends.
I can't argue that part.
I mean, they may wear it this weekend at Fenway Park when they're taking on your beloved New York Yankees.
Nah, they wouldn't do that.
Oh, they wouldn't?
No shot.
They wouldn't do that?
They'd only wear it for a minor league game like last night.
We've already seen it against the Yankees.
Oh, we have?
Yes.
Oh,
memory serves correct. I forget which game or games, but I'm pretty sure I've seen them wear it against the New York Yankees.
All and right. They're kind of sounding like they're going to wear it until they lose. So if they, you know, beat the lousy Mets tonight, they're going to rock it the whole until Friday when they get shut down by the Yankees.
When Big Mac and I are at Fenway Park a week from Tuesday, they may be wearing those dopey hats and jerseys.
877-337-6666. More of your calls. We're actually going to talk to Pete Alonso coming up a little bit later on this hour. So that'll be exciting for everybody to hear from the best Met this year. And if you're a Yankee fan, there is good news today. The New York Yankees have a chance to be back in the wild card spot if they win tonight. That is on the table as Tampa's put a sixth spot up in the bottom of the third against Toronto. That game's a wrap.
Whoa. You got to stop with this, dude.
That game is a wrap.
The Tampa Bay. I watched the Tampa Bay Rays last weekend, down 3 runs in the ninth inning, erase a deficit by blinking.
It was over.
Toronto is now 85-67. The New York Yankees winning tonight.
Are you aware that the Tampa Bay Rays closer went on the injured list?
Doesn't matter. You know
six runs. It's over.
Do you know his name?
The Tampa Bay closer. Yeah, please, Zach. Schwenkter?
Yeah, Schwenkter.
Yeah.
Can you believe they lost Schwenkter?
No.
I mean, what a huge blow.
His friends called him Balloon Knot.
It's selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
All right, so that would give the Blue Jays would go to 85-67.
The Blue Jays are also, like, I've never had an issue with the Blue Jays. I don't think a lot of Yankee fans truly have. Like, they haven't been a fierce rival, but they are so freaking soft. Did you see them bitching and moaning the other night?
Yeah, about it was last night. I guess these players carry cards about the scouting card. Like where you should position yourself defensively, right?
Yeah, so it was a play at the plate, and clearly this scouting card comes out of the catcher's pocket.
Whoop.
And Kevin Kiermaier slides in, and he clearly sees it. And he picks it up, And he's like, puts it in his pocket. The Blue Jays find out about it. They're pissed. Oh, my God. Can you believe they did this? Now, Kiermaier offered the softest response after. Like, I never looked at it. I saw it. I knew it wasn't ours. It's so weird. But for the Blue Jays to whine about it, hey, if you have scouting cards in your pocket and you are clutch enough to lose it, that's on you, pal.
I agree. It's like every now and then there's a story like an NFL player in training camp leaves the iPad at a local diner. And someone finds it, right?
Yes.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
Right.
Or the New York Jets release a backup quarterback. He gives the Carolina Panthers all the information he needs about what their offense is going to be this week. And then they cut him?
Yes. Look, if you're going to carry around scouting cards, whatever that's you're going to carry, here's the risk that's involved. If you lose it, that's on you. Now, look, if Kevin Kiermaier grabbed it out of his pocket, that's a problem.
Sure.
That would be wrong. He can't take it out of Alejandro Kirk's pocket.
You know what a lot of people do now? I've never noticed this until this year. They write it inside their cap.
And that's fine.
Pitchers do it more than any other position. Like, okay, I don't know what they write in there, but it might say like number 18, you know, fastballs down or whatever
right.
it might be.
Right.
I see a lot of that.
Yeah, and look, that's fine. I don't have an issue with any of this. What I have an issue with is being a baby.
Well,
and I think the Toronto Blue Jays are big babies.
Good.
To be honest,
let the babies continue to lose. Here's the deal. If the Yankees win tonight, they're a half game ahead of Toronto. They'll be the same in the loss column.
They're basically tied. Let's stop playing
you,
this
sir.
Stupid game.
Excuse you.
What?
If the Yankees win tonight, they're tied in the loss column.
That's all that matters.
They're a half game ahead.
Let's all just look at the loss column.
Well,
the
that's
Yankees.
Factual.
I know, but it's irrelevant.
Not so much to
you're
me.
You're two games back of Boston. You're one back of Toronto. If Toronto loses and you win, you are tied with Toronto. And the geek in me. Oh, do I want a tiebreaker game?
Oh, give me a tiebreaker game. You don't have a right to ask for anything since your team's a dumpster fire.
Yes, I have more than a right to ask for
Why?
Things.
Why? Because you're a baseball fan?
Because I'm a baseball fan, damn it.
Yeah, there you go. But it's interesting because the Yankees will then be able to say to their fan base, on September 23rd, we were ahead of the Toronto Blue Jays. Therefore, if they don't finish ahead of them,
makes it worse.
And get the wild card, it's inexcusable.
Here's the real
then heads roll. You blew a lead on September 23rd. That's what I would say. It ain't like you're chasing.
No, you tie them.
On September 23rd, you're telling me the New York Yankees had a lead
right.
over the Toronto Blue Jays and didn't finish ahead of them?
Right.
Everybody's got to go.
You're right.
That's how I view
it. I am curious, and I'll let you decide this. I have made an open promise to Big Mac that I would take him to the wild card game.
Which is very generous of
Thank you. Do I do the same for a tiebreaker game?
No, you do not.
No tiebreaker game.
Nope. He doesn't get the tiebreaker.
No tiebreaker game.
Or you give him a choice. He gets one or the other. You don't. All right. Because you've only promised him wild card, right?
I know, but there's a part of me that would
you
be kind of fun.
You don't get a tiebreaker game.
I kind of would like to go to
the He's not that much fun anyway.
Nah, he's fun.
Oh, I'm a blast.
He's
you,
fun.
Are you a blast?
Oh, I'm
with?
A blast.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of going to games with C-Mac for two reasons. Number one, he's a really good fan. And number two, he leaves me alone. Like, I don't feel as if we need to do a talk show for 3 hours.
Right.
And I appreciate that about him.
So, like, you're going to a game with someone you don't want to talk to or have to talk to.
No, we talk, but there's no pressure to talk.
No uncomfortable silence. We're good in it.
Yeah, we
sit
love
in it.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're men.
Why don't you marry him?
too much work. I don't want to tell him what he likes to eat.
Very true. Yeah, he's a high-maintenance lover. Is what he is. You'll let me know when Pete is on the line, of course. I guess he's probably at Fenway by now. I would think he's out there probably doing pregame, whatever's pregame. What do you think Pete Alonso's pregame ritual is?
Taking batting practice and smashing baseballs over the monster like he did last night,
eating
baby?
Tacos or anything like that?
No, it's the polar bear burger that he has at Citi Field.
Yeah, he ain't taking that with him on the road, I can tell you that. Yeah. Do you know who gave him the nickname Polar Bear, by the way?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Todd Frazier.
Really?
Yeah.
When he was in the minors?
No, I think it was spring training the year he made the team, and he thought he looked like a polar bear, which he sort of does. I can't describe why.
He looks like a polar bear.
He's kind of like a polar bear, yeah.
Okay.
And it's stuck, and that's his nickname.
Here's Roy down the shore on the fan. Roy, good afternoon. How are you?
All right, good. How you doing?
Doing great, kiddo. What's cooking?
I'm happy, and I'm not happy. I'm happy that the Yankees won last night. I'm not happy that they lost some games, but I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
we can't keep pointing the finger at Aaron Boone.
I agree 100%.
I think Aaron Boone is a good manager. He knows this team, I think, like nobody else does. We should not get rid of him at this stage of the
game. Well, they're not getting rid of him yet, but if they don't, it depends how far they go, if they go at all. That's going to be a conversation. The contract is up after this year. You know, we had 3 years plus the option. They picked the option up for this year. And now he's, you know, dangling in the wind with no promises. But I give Aaron Boone credit for this. And it's something I think we already knew, but you don't really talk about it much because, as I told you, you never count other people's money.
Right.
He, for the first time this year, gave a comment about his future. Because it's come up, obviously, throughout this year, based on some of the losing streaks they've gone on and the fact that he is a lame duck manager right now. And he said, and he's right, I'm good no matter what happens.
Yeah.
And what he means by that is he doesn't need to be the Yankee manager to put food on his family's
table.
He'll
get a raise if he goes back into TV.
Right.
He'll make more money on TV than managing the Yankees.
By the way, by far.
Yeah.
So, matter of fact, I would hire him here.
But the question you got to ask yourself for you and for others.
Do you want to know who he's replacing?
I assume me. It's okay, probably like, get rid of you. Yeah. Boone will be here.
As long as we're on the same page.
Oh, yeah. No, I figured
that. So you knew that.
Yeah.
So you, Maggie, and Moose, I think we get along great. We tried CPMD. It didn't work. Now we got EPMD. All good.
Carton and the Boondog.
If you ask Aaron.
Carton and the Boondog.
But if you ask Aaron, who would you rather work with? You or me?
It's not even debatable. It's me.
Easily you?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Because he views me as fun.
Oh, you think so?
I think he views you as, ugh. Come the analytics.
I don't ask about analytics. I ask about baseball.
No, I think, but he views that as,
Aaron's the analytics guy. He's the one who makes decisions based on that, so don't put that on me.
Matter of fact, can you guys find Spike for me? I'd like to make Aaron Boone an offer. I want to drive the company.
I thought he's not losing the job, as manager.
This way he has now, he's got some clout.
Right, so he can come here.
Right now, the Yankees have him over a bit of a barrel unless another team came in and said, hey, Aaron, you're not under contract after this year. Come manage the Cincinnati Reds.
Right.
Maybe the New York Mets come in and say, hey, come manage the New York Mets.
I don't know the answer to that. You think he gets another job?
I do, but hang on.
You think he wants another job?
No, I think he wants to work with me. And could you blame him? Pete Alonso would retire to work with me in a minute.
After my comedy act tomorrow night, Boone may say, you know what? I want to work with Evan.
Very true.
Thank you.
Anyhow, live, I assume he's at Fenway Park getting ready for tonight's game, is Pete Alonso, who's nice enough to join us. And he's got some cool charity things we'll talk about in a moment coming up as well. Pete, it's Craig Carton and Evan Roberts on The Fan in New York City. How you doing, pal?
What's up, guys? Doing well, and thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, youth sports is very close to our hearts. I started the Borough Cup many, many years ago, so the fact that you're doing something with youth baseball players over at Maimonides Park on Monday is great and a continuation of what we tried to start here many years ago with the Borough Cup, which I'll get to that with you in a second. I got to ask you this question, though. I've been having a little fun at your expense. When Gary sends you coming around third, are you like, come on, Gary, you know I'm not scoring on this play?
No, I mean, I appreciate him having faith in me that I could score on that play. I mean, it was kind of a weird play at first. I couldn't just run because if I would have just ran, I mean, the ball would have hit me. So I had to avoid not being hit by the ball. And I didn't know if, because for me, I'm just running the bases. I didn't know if the outfielder muffed it or anything like that, or the ball kind of squirted away because it did kind of have like some funky side spin on it. So I don't know what happened out there. So I'm just looking at him and he waved me, but. I mean, yeah, obviously I was out, but I mean, especially early in the game, like, we were already up 2-0. So why not be aggressive? You know, especially when we're trying to put runs up on the board.
Why?
So I'm like, I love the aggressiveness and you can't play tentative. And, for me, I appreciate the aggressiveness. And I mean, I know it was a bad result, but like the intent was there. And, when you're ahead, you got to try and, step on the gas pedal.
What I'm curious about, like, you're not a slow-footed team in general. Why do you think this team has struggled so much scoring from second base on base hits? Like, it was a stat the other day that was put out there that you guys as a team over the last few years historically have struggled scoring from second on base hits. What I can't figure out is why. Do you have an answer to that?
I don't. I don't have a direct answer, but one thing well, for me, that's one thing I take pride in. I know I'm not the fastest guy out there, but I take pride in running the bases well and running hard consistently. So if there is a chance, if there is an off chance, it's absolutely I'm going to score. And I think I've only been thrown out three times in my big league career so far. And I take pride in running the bases well, taking good angles, and giving giving the coaches the opportunity to send me when it arises. So I can only speak for myself, but I think that I think for we can always get better in some things, but onward and upward from here. It's a learning experience, and I mean we got a lot of baseball left.
Pete's going to be hosting Homers for Heroes charity event at Maimonides Park. That's of course out in Brooklyn. Monday, September 27th, it's a Battle of the Boroughs Youth Baseball Home Run Derby, and it's, the event starts at 7, the gates open at 6, and we'll let Pete talk about that here in just a second. Overall, Pete, we haven't talked to you all year, so I apologize if this is something you've been through a few times already. What's the level of frustration in how the year overall, you know, generally speaking, has gone? Is it far beyond what you ever expected? Is it something... You know, growing pains for a young team. How do you what kind of words do you use to describe the frustration of how the year went?
Well, the year's not over yet, and I feel like, I mean, we have, I think, 11 games left, and I can't give you a complete answer until the season's over. But up to this point, we've had some opportunities for sure, and it's frustrating not being able to capitalize on certain opportunities. But I think that, I mean, regardless of how the season ends up, I'm just really proud of how we've gone about our business, how we've worked hard every single day. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But the amount of effort and passion that we have, it's incredible. And I know that it's frustrating, not just for us players, but I'm sure it's very frustrating for the fans as well, because we are really talented. But we got to do whatever we can to play the best up to our ability these last couple games and finish the season out strong.
I think looking at you over the last 3 years, besides the fact you've been very productive, a historical rookie year, you've had a very solid year this year. I think the best, maybe the best quality about you is you get New York. You have created a bond with Met fans, and that's not easy. A lot of guys play here, they're very successful. They don't have a bond with Met fans. I think you do. And that's why when everything was going on with the reaction to the boos from the fans that Lindor had and Baez had, I thought of you because I said, "This Pete gets it. He can't be happy about this." So what were your thoughts as that was going on, especially as a guy who I think I speak for most Met fans when we say Pete gets it. He understands New York.
Yeah, and I try to. And for me, I'm just really, really happy the way that Mets fans have embraced me. I mean, I know I've only had a short big league career, but these past 3 years have just been incredible. And how, not just Mets fans, but just New Yorkers in general have welcomed me with open arms. And they're a huge reason why, like my fiance and I, we created Homers for Heroes because we've been welcomed so much with open arms. And it's just truly an honor to play for not just the New York Mets, but have New York across my chest every time I go out there. And I'm very proud to represent the city of New York and the New York Mets. And for me, it's extremely, extremely special. It's a wonderful opportunity. And because we're so thankful and appreciative of everything, all the support, regardless of win or lose. I mean, that's one of the huge reasons why we decided to create Homers for Heroes, which is our foundation.
Yeah, let me tell people a little bit more about it. So tickets are only $10. So all the proceeds benefit Pete Alonso's and your fiance's Homers for Heroes. You started it back in 2019. It is a youth baseball home run derby out there at Maimonides Park, where the Cyclones obviously play. It's Monday. Doors open at 6. The event will start just after 7 o'clock. And all the money raised is going to support first responders, teachers, healthcare workers. And I assume those folks are nominated, and you guys pick worthy people to receive some of the funds, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, especially because this event's going to be going on towards the end of the year, what we want to be able to do is, especially for the holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas, like we want to be able to provide funds for people who are taking care of kids, not just. We want to do stuff. We love our first responders. We love people who who's protect and serve us every single day overseas and here at home. And we love people who impact others in the community in a positive way, but also you have to take care of the future as well. And for me, being able to bring some positivity and give back to the community, it doesn't just involve first responders, teachers, coaches. It involves kids as well. And for me, hopefully I can bring some inspiration to some kids and also leave a lasting impact with baseball as the vessel. So I just want to do the best I can for as many people as possible. And same thing with Haley. I mean, we put our heart into this foundation and we want to help give back to as many people in New York as possible. Well, and kids, it's going to be, and we want to be able to recognize and be able to give these kids like almost like a big league environment. I mean, we want to be able to, it's every kid's dream to play ball or to be able to hit or practice or do something in front of a large group of fans. So hopefully this is a really fun event for not just the fans, but for the kids participating.
No, I'm sure it will be. The website is homersforheroes.org. You can buy tickets at brooklyncyclones.com. Again, it's only $10. Knock on wood, the weather will be good. So you have a beautiful September night in Brooklyn. And again, it's Homers for Heroes. You know, I was just thinking about something while you were talking there. And I know we haven't talked to you, so I'm sure we could throw a million things at you that you probably don't want to talk about anymore. But just I wonder this. You know, it's a team sport. So if one guy gets in a fight, you all get in a fight. Everyone's got to be out there to support one another, right? And it dawned on me when Francisco and Javi decided, okay, we're going to take on Stanton, and that means Aaron Judge. At any point, did it go through your brain, please don't do that?
No. I mean, I got their backs the full way. I mean, if I got their full backs, like, it doesn't matter who it is. And, like, and that's the one, I've said this earlier in the year, it's like there's no group of guys I'd rather be in a foxhole with. If I had to be in a foxhole with any of these guys, love it. Perfect. Because these guys I love competing with them every single day, and I know they have my back, and I'll always have theirs.
But maybe so fighting Stanton and Judge,
well,
not
hold
the greatest.
Saying Pete Alonso could kick Giancarlo Stanton's ass, okay?
Pete Alonso,
I'm saying it, all right? That's what
I'm saying. That as Pete Alonso is slowly walking towards the skirmish, it might dawn on him, I don't want any part of this.
He could take a ball.
That's all I'm saying. Am I not allowed to say that?
We could say it. Wrong.
Like, there's some dudes you just don't want to get involved with. That's all.
Did you, you know, and I said this on the air earlier, as a diehard Met fan, on that 9/11 night, which was an insanely emotional night, and it was well done, well put together, the pregame ceremony, I wanted that ball off the bat in the eighth inning to get the hell out in the worst way for you. I just thought that would have been such a freaking moment, not only to win the game, but of all people, for you to get that hit. What was going through your mind off the bat? Because I'll tell you, sitting there, I thought it was gone. I thought we were getting this incredible moment on that Saturday night.
Well, I thought I had enough to – I didn't hit it well enough to leave the ballpark, but I thought it had enough to kind of go over Gardy's head or hit off the wall or split the gap or something. But ball kind of parachuted up there at the last minute, and it didn't find green grass or find a seat. So, unfortunately, ball didn't land the way that I wanted it to, or Mets fans wanted it to. But I mean, I put a good swing on it. Unfortunately, it didn't go. And it's a part of the game. Just because I hit it hard doesn't mean I'm always rewarded with the hit. Unfortunately,
hey.
I mean, that's just baseball. I did the best I could, and in that moment, I mean, there's a lot of people ask me, it's like, oh, it's like, did you think of like the Mike Piazza, like, home run? It's like, not in that moment. I mean, I'm just trying to win as many games as possible at that point, I mean, in this point now, we're trying to win as many games as possible. Right now the door's closed a little bit more than it was when we played the Yankees, but every game matters, especially when we're trying to fight for a wild card spot.
That's actually an interesting question. If you thought about Piazza as the ball sailed towards the fence.
I certainly did as a fan, I'll tell you.
And there's two Piazza swings that people are thinking about. There's the World Series swing against Mariano that just didn't go over the fence like yours. And then, of course, the 9/11 home run 20 years ago. Before we let you go, and we're talking to Pete Alonso, we'll hit the charity here one more time. Are you guys aware, do you guys talk about it all, that, hey, if we beat the Red Sox, that's good for the Yankees, or, hey, the Yankee fans are rooting for us? Are you aware of that dynamic? Do you guys talk about that at all?
No. I mean, we're, for us right now, we're just trying to win as many games as possible for us. You know, I mean, right now the door's not completely closed, but right now we need as many wins as possible right now. So we want to get as many of those as we can get and just finish the season off strong. Regarding how it affects other teams, we haven't really talked about that or thought about
that. And I should mention to people that Pete is also the Mets nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award. And I know that group intimately very, very well. And I would think for you, in year three of your career, that's got to be a great honor that you've been recognized for the work you do.
No, and it's really special. Especially to be associated with that name, Roberto Clemente, number 21. He's just such an inspiration, not just for what he did between the lines, but off the field as well. And also one thing, guys, about the event. I'm going to be taking BP there as well. I was going to ask you that.
So you're going to hit some home runs there too. All right.
Yeah. I'm going to get out there and step in the box and kind of reminisce back to the cycling days. But
Hold on. Who's throwing BP?
Dave Joust.
Is Joust coming for BP?
if he accepts my invitation,
he better be there.
Listen,
I think the event is great. It's the Battle of the Boroughs. You have some of the top youth baseball players from all around New York City. It's a home run derby. Pete will be there. I imagine there might be some surprise guests that show up as well to make the night even more amazing. The doors open at 6. The event starts at 7. It's only $10 a ticket. And all proceeds benefit Pete Alonso's Homers for Heroes. And those funds help teachers and healthcare workers and first responders and people that look after our kids. And we put those everyday heroes in the spotlight. Pete, keep doing what you're doing. I think the event's great. We wish you the best of luck with it. And at some point after the season, we'd love to have you coming by to say hi. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to talk about Homers for Heroes and then Battle of the Boroughs. And, it's an honor, guys, and thank you for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.